From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Getting a good education always comes with a price, hard work and money, but so does dropping out. A new report from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says nearly half of all U.S. high school dropouts will earn low incomes. And this year, a third of all high school students will not earn their diplomas. Take the story of Karen Smith, who's now 37. Karen got pregnant at 16 and needed a job. She left school and worked a string of low-wage jobs. By the time she landed on McDonald's morning shift, she had a 9-month-old daughter and another baby on the way. Here's Karen Smith in her own words.
I had to be at work at 5:30 a.m. I didn't have transportation, so I had to walk about a mile and a half to drop my daughter off to daycare, get to the store to open it, and work. So I remember this particular day, it was raining. And then at the same time, I had to go because if I didn't get paid, my daughter didn't get diapers and all of her essentials. So I had a customer basically throw coffee behind the counter because there was another employee who got his order wrong. And he told us that we were ignorant. And I won't say the bad word that he said, but we were basically ignorant and dumb. And so I remember standing there feeling like, wow, people don't value me. I'm just nothing. I got a job with a collection agency to collect on defaulted student loans. It was hard work, but I got to dress up. I felt respected and I felt like a sense of power because I was calling people. I had this edge that, you know, their property would be taken and whatnot because we had a rap that we were given. It came a point when I came across one call and it was a woman. I guess she was on welfare, so I needed to get a certain dollar amount in order to get a bonus. So I'm calling this woman. She's crying on the phone. I don't have the money. I didn't even finish my education. She called me out and said, well, I know you're a black woman. How could you even ask me this? And I know if you haven't dealt with this situation before, you probably will at some point. So how could you as a black woman even come at me like that? And she called me out. You know, she made me really take a look in the mirror, like, what if this was you? And later on, it did become me. It was around Christmas time. My kid's father at the time had gone out and bought all of these clothes and toys and stuff. Drops it off at the house, comes in. I'm laying in the bed watching TV. He pulls me out of the bed, beats me up, kicks me. And to this day, I still don't know why. Beats me up, kicks me, and tells me, B, when I get back, you're going to get more. My two boys at the time, my two oldest kids were not with me, but my two boys at the time were maybe 4 and 2. So quickly, I'm looking like I don't have a dime because he made sure he didn't leave me with any money, you know. And even when I worked, he took all my money from me. So I grabbed my boys. I grabbed as much stuff as I could. I didn't even have bus fare. I dug around the house, got all the pennies, nickels, and quarters I could find, just enough to get on the bus and get to the nearest mall. Went to the mall. There was a Macy's there. I took all the clothes from Macy's back, all the clothes from JCPenney. Came out with about $120. Got that $120, got back on the bus. And I went to a shelter. And at that point, that's when I really started piecing my life back together. It took me 2 years. I ended up getting my associate arts degree in liberal arts. When I walked off the stage and I had the diploma in my hand, and you have these photographers on the side, and then you have your family, they're in the stands. I mean, they're in the seats and whatnot. And my kids, they looked at me and they all put up a thumb up like, good to go, mommy. And then when I came, it was like they all gave me like a group hug, like, we're proud of you. And I was like, that's like the best feeling for me. You know, like, wow, I finally finished something, you know, and people can see that I did it, you know. I really look at it like it's a passport into society because it shows people that you've done all of this in order, you know, and it's like now we accept you.
Today, Karen Smith works as a statewide organizing intern for Lifetime, an education advocacy group in Northern California. Next year, she hopes to continue her education at the University of California, Berkeley. She plans on getting a master's degree in public policy so she can help other dropouts make their way back to school.